Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us, 3:05 is close to 3. Every week, Thursday at 3 o'clock, is Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer. Shiel, now, the rumor is, since we don't have you on video this time, only on the phone, the rumor is your picks have been so bad you don't want to show your face on WIP anymore.
That's right. Every week that I get an Eagles game wrong, I think there will be an additional penalty. So I think the one this week is I can't show my face. I would have had to wear a mask. It's embarrassing, but maybe we bounce back this week.
What are we looking at? 2-6?
1-5.
1-5.
And it's getting to the point where, at the end of the season, we might need to have a press conference to discuss if Shiel should be back in 2026.
Yeah. Well, I'll be the Dombrowski. I'll say, we'll see if he can be an elite picker next year. I don't know. I don't know about Shiel. You know, time will only tell. All right, Shiel, here's what I'm going to do to you. I asked Jordan Mailata, he's on with us every week, and I asked him a different version of this first question first, and I want to see how you respond to it. I asked you, seeing what you've seen from the Eagles, to give us a reason to be optimistic, something that they are doing well, what would your response be?
Something that the Eagles are doing. You know, these tricky questions, Spike, you usually give me a heads up on.
Sorry. All I ask you is literally one thing that the football team is doing well that can give us a reason
to
be optimistic.
It's hard to come up with something.
All right. One thing that the Eagles, I think defensively, they can still cover for the most part, aside from maybe one cornerback position. So I think I had to stretch there. Because you know what? They do a lot of things. I do think it's important to say, like, they are not one of the worst teams in the NFL. You know, they are, like, every category you look at, they are sort of mediocre. It's not where we want them to be, but they're not one of these teams that's, like, a complete dumpster fire. So there were things I could have told you that, you know, all right, the pass pro is okay at times, you know, they do. But I do think the coverage in the secondary, you know, if Quinyon Mitchell is healthy, if you don't have to blitz Zach Bond as much, I still think that that has generally been a strength and can be a bigger strength for this team if they get guys healthier on defense.
Just so you know, Jordan struggled a little bit as well.
That's the hardest question you've asked me in however many years we've been doing.
So let's go back to the offense, then we'll get to the defense. So, you know, one thing that has been successful, we were talking about this, Ike and I, in the pre-show meeting. One thing that has been successful for the Eagles in previous years is RPO stuff offensively, and they've done some of that this year. However, one noticeable change, at least in the last few games, is that Jalen has not been running really at all, and for that kind of play to work, he needs to be a threat there. Is there anything that you see that the defense is doing that is making it more difficult for Jalen to take off and run the ball like he has in previous years?
No, not at all. I think that's one that it feels like it's more on the Eagles' end of it. I don't know if they came into this season saying, we want Jalen Hurts healthy in the playoffs. We want him to be healthy for a 17-game season, and so we're not going to run him as much, and we want to take care of his body here. But I actually think that's going to be the biggest change we see starting this weekend against the Vikings. I think they had the mini bye, they're self-scouting, and you look at it in the past, and like you said, Jalen Hurts has been a big part of the running game. I mean, he's averaging, I think, a career low in rushing yards so far this season. And, you know, they called one early last week, and he kind of bounced it outside, and he got tackled for a loss. But I think they need to lean into the things they do well, and that is one of the things they've done well. That's one of the things that's made them hard to defend. So, yeah, I think they're going to spread it out more. I think they're going to run more RPOs, and I think they're just going to run more designed runs for Jalen Hurts, the quarterback draws, the inside runs, because even if they wanted to save him, you're at the point now where you need answers on offense, and that to me feels like the easiest change they can make.
I'm wondering, Shiel, or one of my concerns would be the offensive line and how good or not they've been this year, particularly in the run-blocking game. I think once they start playing better in that aspect of the game, I think this offense will at least start to form somewhat of a better identity of what they really can be. So I guess my question to you is, how far away are we from this offensive line, I don't know, playing at a level in which, I mean, we are rushing for almost 80 yards less, fewer than what we rushed for last year per game. That's almost hard to do.
Yeah, it's like to Spike's original question. You need something to hang your hat on. You know, all right, even if other things aren't working, what's the one thing we feel is pretty reliable week to week? And you're absolutely right. I mean, Saquon Barkley is getting hit behind the line of scrimmage at a ridiculous rate, you know, where a lot of these runs, he doesn't have a chance. And, you know, you look at all the runs, and some of them are on the offensive line, specifically the interior, I don't think has played particularly well. And then you look at others and you say, well, the tight end, are the coaches, you know, asking the tight end to block Abdul Carter on this run? And if, you know, if Dallas Goedert gets pushed back 3 yards into the backfield and it's a tackle for loss, is that Dallas Goedert's fault or is that the coach's fault for putting him in that position? So I think schematically there are things they need to do to be less predictable, to put these guys in better positions to succeed as well. But there's no doubt. We saw it last year. We saw it, you know, going back to 2022, that when they get the run game going, it makes everything else so easier for this team, and they just haven't gotten the run game. I mean, Saquon Barkley doesn't have a single run of 20 yards this year. Last year, he averaged one of those per game, you know? So it is a huge, huge difference for this offense.
Chris Sims mentioned I'll put aside to his comment about whether Jalen is allowing them to change the offense or not. But one thing he did mention is that when Nick Sirianni was in Indianapolis, he thought they did have answers and it was creative. And I went back and I looked and he had three quarterbacks in 3 years. But aside from the Jacoby Brissett year, it was a pretty effective throwing offense with Andrew Luck and with Philip Rivers. So I guess I can't really get from point A to point B with him not doing that anymore without thinking about the quarterback and why he may be designing the offense differently than he did back then.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. They've had a bunch of different offensive coordinators, and at no point have we seen them do something like drastically different, where you're saying, hey, they're going under center and running play action. They're using bootlegs and getting Jalen Hurts on the move here. And so, yeah, I think that probably is a thing, that Jalen Hurts has stuff he's comfortable with. And by the way, that's not unique to him. That's it. You know, sure. A lot of quarterbacks in the NFL, Joe Burrow, for instance, he doesn't like going under center and doing play action and turning his back to the line of scrimmage. So that is the preference for some quarterbacks. Now, I would say, you know, you would want to get to a place where you say, hey, Jalen, I know this isn't your preference right now, but trust us. We can get, you know, if we do some of these things, you might not be comfortable right away, but it's really going to help the offense and it's going to open up a lot of things for us. And we all want to win games here. So let's go ahead and do that. Now, the time for those conversations would have been the off season and training camp. I don't think you can overhaul everything in the middle of a season. But yeah, I think there are a lot of preferences here. There's Jalen Hurts' preferences. There's Nick Sirianni's preferences. What is Kevin Petullo calling during the course of the game, the sequencing of it? So there's kind of, I don't want to say a lot of cooks in the kitchen. I mean, it's not dissimilar to other teams, but whatever the recipe is right now, obviously it's not working.
So when I asked you to give us something that they're doing well, you sort of a half-ass said they can kind of cover okay. what is the as constructed, let's say they don't add any players, but let's say, you know, Quinyon Mitchell is playing and Jalen Carter is playing as well. Now that you've seen them for six games, what do you think the peak, you know, efficiency, the peak level this defense can play at? Do you still think it? I remember we talked before the season, you said top five. Do you still think it could be that if they don't make any significant changes from a personnel standpoint?
Yeah, I would probably bump that down a little bit, but I would say top 10. I mean, you know, I think you look at teams in the NFL, like not every team is like, oh, we love all of our cornerbacks. I mean, that's rare. Usually you have someone out there where you're like, all right, we got to get by with this player at one of the cornerback positions. So if Quinyon Mitchell's healthy, if Cooper DeJean's healthy, I mean, it was like 2 weeks ago where it felt like these were two of the best defensive backs in the entire NFL. And I don't think they've gotten worse significantly. So I still trust those guys. I think Bond and Campbell, you still could have the two best cover linebackers, you know, the best linebacker duo in terms of coverage in the NFL. My concern right now is with the pass rush in a big way. I think they've got 9 sacks in 6 games, and it's not like they're impacting the quarterback a lot. And what Vic Fangio is telling us is that he doesn't necessarily trust the pass rush because he's blitzing way more than he did last year. And so that's the concern to me, where I came into the season saying, hey, the pass rush could still be pretty good. You know, maybe a guy like Jalik Hunt or Nolan Smith emerges, maybe Moro Ojimo steps in and plays a bigger role and is really good. And you kind of haven't seen those things happen. Now, Jalen Carter's injury is a big factor there because he makes everyone's life easier. But yeah, I think if Carter gets healthy, we could still be talking about this as a very good defense the rest of the way.
So, you know, we mentioned earlier, your record as far as predictions this year is 1-5. It's, yeah. You know, I had somebody else on yesterday, and I said, give me one good thing about Sheil Kapadia's predictions, and they couldn't come up with anything. So Eagles-Vikings on Sunday, give it to us.
All right. So, you know, I was walking around Philadelphia today, and I saw the faces of my fellow citizens, and I want to do everyone a solid here. So because my picks have been so bad, I feel like you will boo me if I pick the Eagles. And so I'm going to go the other way here.
Oh, wow.
And pick the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to do everyone a favor. Listen, a few weeks ago I said I'm not picking against the Eagles until they lose. Well, now I'm going the other way. I'm not picking the Eagles until they win, because there's a team. You know, this was so ugly last Thursday night that I have to say I can't pick them to win this football game. So I think Brian Flores presents a lot of challenges, and I just need to see the Eagles prove it to me that they've got some answers. So I will go Minnesota Vikings 23, Eagles 20 in this game.
Well, Sheil, you should know that me picking against the Eagles last year ended up spurring a winning streak and ended up as a Super Bowl. I ended up having to pick against them every week.
Yep.
So the thing here, though, is if the Eagles win now, you're going to have to pick against them.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I will take one for the team, and I'll be on video, and you can post a clip of me picking against the Eagles all the way to the Super Bowl, just because I love the Eagles fans so much.
There you go. There you go. Sheil Kapadia, get all his work on The Ringer and the Ringer Philly Special podcast as well. Thank you, Sheil.
Talk to you guys, brother. Next week.
There he is, Sheil Kapadia, 215-592-9494. Get to the phones right after Ike tells you about meat.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby. Fall is upon us, and that means tailgating and Eagles football. That's right. Fire up your grill with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from Dietz and Watson. Be the hit of your barbecue or a tailgate with game day essentials like hot dogs, sausages, meats, and, of course, artisan cheeses from Dietz and Watson. And don't forget about the high-protein Dietz nuts. Meat snacks, perfect for snacking on the go. Dietz and Watson premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. Check them out online at dietzandwatson.com for a retailer near you. And remember, go Birds.
I was about to say remember, because you just said remember. Imagine if I had told you previous to the season that after 6 games, the Eagles would be 4-2. And I would ask both Sheil Kapadia and Jordan Mailata to tell me at least one thing that the Eagles are doing well. And they would both stumble. Sheil said it's the most difficult question I've asked him in the year and a half that I've been back on the show asking him questions. And Jordan sounded like I had stunned him with a question. Yeah. This is a weird season.
And because I've heard you ask the question twice already, I'm prepared in case it gets thrown at me.
Well, I'm throwing it at Mayock.
Yeah, well.
At 4 o'clock.
I'm just going with red zone.
Yes. Red zone's the one.
That's all I got is red zone.
Red zone.
But even that feels like it's when they're in the 1 yard line. That's when the red zone's great.
But I think they've only been in the red zone once and not scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
I think so far this year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, birthday boy. What's poppin', Jackie, baby? Happy Thursday.
What's up, Yosh?
My dude, hey, forget Shield, Spike. We want you to do what he just did for the rest of the season.
Pick against him? I can do that. I'll pick against him tomorrow.
Yeah, he's not going to have a problem doing that.
Put it in the bag now, brother. I want it right now. Start now, man. I love you, but start it up right now.
Well, I don't make my pick until Friday, but I will make a pick, and I will pick against the Eagles to try to spur them to victory, and if it works, hopefully we have the same success.
I'm going to take that as right now. Hey, man, what's the name? Hey, as far as baseball, pitches and catches, February 12, 118 more days of same, baby. Let's go.
We're already counting down the pitches and catches?
Yeah. I threw it at L.A. yesterday. It didn't seem like he found it all that funny. But that is the baseball season so long that by the time it's over, it is almost starting again. I do think, Yosh, and I will give you your full time, I think we are major changes. They're not going to trade Bryce Harper. They're not going to trade Chris. But I think we will see notable changes in the Phillies this year compared to next year. I think we will. There will be changes. They're not going. There are players they can't do anything with. Trey Turner, they're not trading. Bryce Harper, they're not trading. Those sorts of things. But I do think we will see changes between this year and next year for the Phillies. I think they're at least going to try to. We'll see if it happens, but I think they will.
We'll see. Hey, now that I got that out of the way, my call mainly today is for Isaiah. Hey.
Wow.
Up there looking like casual money. Good God almighty. Go ahead. You look like something going down later on. I'm telling you right now, boy. I'm happy for you. Be happy for me tomorrow. Know what I'm talking about? Carolina born, Cincinnati built. Michigan State product. Go green. Go white.
You make me smile. You make me smile ear to ear, Yosh. Ear to ear,
hey,
man.
Let's keep on smiling, man. Hey, NFL product now, boy. 280 tackles. 6.5 sacks. 7 forced fumbles.
He's going out. about stats.
Barbecue, baby. I'm trying to big you up. Hey, you want the biggest name between the lines, but you definitely our unsung hero, baby.
I appreciate it. About yes, sir.
Teams, defense, great teammate, pro bowler. Did all the dirty work to help the great team make them runs they made.
That's right.
Now you're the voice of Philly. Sports radio integrity. You ain't the flashiest, brother, but you always be and always will be a star in our heart. And with all that said, I just want to end it like this. Hey, Rice, give me my neck roll. Happy birthday, baby. Love y'all, cats. Holler back now.
Love you, Yosh. Appreciate it.
What a tribute.
It's always the most embarrassing day of the year.
Oh, yeah. Did you see?
That's the most embarrassing day of the year.
Justin from Tennessee sent us yesterday a photo of, we were talking about the movie Cocoon the other day.
Yeah.
Wilford Brimley was 50 in the movie Cocoon. And he sent a picture of what Wilford Brimley looked at like at 50.
Yeah.
And all I can tell you is that it'll make you feel good looking when you look in the mirror knowing what Wilford Brimley looked like at 50.
I gotta find it.
We are ahead. I can say this. You, sir, are ahead of Wilford Brimley where he was at 50. That is what I'd like to say.
Different times, right?
Different times.
Different times. 50 did look much older back then.
Way older. I hope. I hope that's not, you know, because now we are, I used to be, when I started in radio, I was young. And for a while, you're the young guy until you wake up one day.
Yeah, you're right.
And I look around the station, not just in programming, but in sales.
Sure, everybody's, station, everything.
Everybody's 8 years old.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I hope I don't look like Wilford Brimley to them. I got to walk around with a picture of Wilford Brimley in Cocoon and say, does this look the same to you? Is this me? Jack, do you look at us like Wilford Brimley?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, appreciate
all right.
that.
All right. Two
you guys look like you're still in your 40s.
Oh, I am still in my 40s.
Well, barely.
That's true.
That is true.
215-592-9494. We've been talking about what
I'll
Dave
take 40s.
Yeah, sure.
I'll take that.
We've been talking about what Dave Dombrowski said today in his hour-long press conference. He did talk about Nick Castellanos and his future and his season this year. We will play you what Dave Dombrowski said next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So pleased to be here with you on this Thursday afternoon. We've been talking all day about Dave Dombrowski's press conference today. Topper's not quite as eventful as Dave Dombrowski. Topper, whew, you guys have said it before. You don't usually see Topper without the hat on.
Man.
What a head of hair on that guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a snack.
Oh, my God. I mean,
it catches you off guard when you see it. But I'm like, whoa.
I feel like I'm watching Goodfellas. You know?
Now he dyes it, you think?
Yeah.
He's
sure.
got to.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's pretty. It doesn't look that's doctored a, with. That's,
let me stop.
Well, go ahead.
I'm just saying that's fully colored. Like, that's yes. Full, yeah, that's in his.
He's dipping his head in Bic ink before he goes out there.
I tell you what, I don't know if he should.
There's literally no gray in there.
Not
anywhere.
One. Look at me. Dude, I'm covered in gray.
He could pull. What if he pulled off 1 year? He goes like Paulie Walnuts. And it makes it look like
does
a skunk.
The wings?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'd love to
Come
see
on,
that.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are any rules, you know, about this, about a manager. If he doesn't have to wear a hat, he shouldn't wear a hat during the game. He should be out there just with his.
That's why I'm surprised he still has a great head of hair. Because when you wear a hat a lot, I feel like sometimes you lose it.
Doesn't do it.
I don't think I've ever seen a manager great, without a hat on.
Yes. Well, I think he should. I think he should. And I think he should leave his jersey unbuttoned.
Well, that's Gabe. Now you're getting into Gabe's territory.
Yeah, all the way to the middle. But Thompson is Rob Thompson is who Gabe Kapler thought he was from a physical standpoint.
Oh, no, man. Gabe might be the best looking man I've ever seen, man.
Well, he's a little too. Oh, here we go.
Break it down for us.
Okay. The reason he is sculpted, right?
Yep,
he is chiseled.
What sets him apart?
But I don't think he's sexy. I don't think. If I was a woman, I would, I'm just being honest, I would look at Gabe Kapler and say that is a specimen. He would be a good, you know, stripper or something, but he doesn't.
You'd be a good stripper.
There's no, it looks fake almost.
Right.
He doesn't look real. Whereas Rob Thompson, I think, exudes sex. Whereas.
Wow. Jesus.
Clip this audio.
Yeah, seriously. You leaned all the way into this one. crop tops and look sexy.
I mean, okay. Look at that head of hair, man. Okay, that dude.
I'm with you on the hair.
How old
man.
Is
that's
he?
Why, that's why I'm getting off the bus with the hair.
He's like 62.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's looking great.
Well, Gabe drank. Didn't he drink like coconut milk and all of that? Like spit the ice cream out?
He did. He had a very strict diet. The coconut thing was the oil, though. And if you remember, he used coconut oil for.
Yeah. Hey, that was a great moment.
It was a great moment. They found his old blogs. They found his old blogs. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do 50-year-olds look as old as they used to? 86.9% say no. There we go.
There we go.
So, you know, one of our favorites this year was Nick Castellanos, fan favorite, I think everyone could say. Everybody loves Casty, right?
Real quick, which podcast are you more looking forward to listening? When Castellanos leaves the Phillies and goes on a
AJ.
Podcast? Or AJ when he eventually leaves the
There's no doubt AJ's, yeah.
Yeah, AJ, yeah. But Casty.
He's dying to let it out somewhere. He's going on Michael Parsons' podcast, no doubt.
Somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Somewhere.
No, you know what? No, he's going on Slay's podcast.
Yes. Both former Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, man, Slay's going to be right there with him.
I believe passer rating against Slay this year is 112.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, cooked.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not very good.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Yeah, I think Casty's will be something else, too. Casty's waiting to talk.
He's going
to
unleash
on Thompson.
He's
more likely to certainly let it all fly.
Well, 100%. He's going to say something. I guarantee there's something Bryce. About Bryce.
He will level Bryce. He's going to level Rob Thompson, but he's already sort of hinted.
He's already done that, yeah.
And maybe since he's already done it about Rob Thompson, he won't do it about Rob Thompson, so the Bryce thing is more effective, I wonder.
And the fans. He's going to bury the fans.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. Well, speaking of him.
He buries the fans.
Nick Castellanos has a year left on his contract. He is a Philly. Even when the World Series ends, he's still a Philly. Here is Dave Dombrowski on Castellanos.
If there were a few moments this season where Nick seemed upset with his role and maybe with Rob to a degree. I know he's under contract, but can that relationship continue for another season?
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to get into specific players that are on our roster under contract, but the things that you talked about are accurate, but we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll see what happens about a guy under contract.
Yeah.
The things you talked about are accurate.
Yeah. He made sure he put that in there, too. Yeah, he's out.
And they asked him.
They're certainly going to try to move him.
One interesting.
Well, I think they might release him if they can't get anything for him.
Okay.
Like, I think it's that.
Okay.
It's that bad. That, yeah.
They'll pay it.
Yeah.
The bummer, if they can't find a trade partner, is that is money that, you know. Now, if they trade him, no one's going to. You either have to pay part of it or attach a prospect. It would be nice to get that money off the books.
Sure.
For next year.
Oh, yeah.
$20 million is not nothing.
Yep.
You know, him and Taiwan, that's $38 million total.
Yep.
So Taiwan, though, was a good soldier. Nick Castellanos was not.
Who would have thought that?
That Taiwan is the good soldier?
I mean, 2 years ago, Taiwan was ticked off about his role.
Yeah, well, he wasn't on the postseason roster.
Give him credit, man. He's a good soldier this year. And we needed him.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he was valuable to us.
He was.
And with the uncertainty about Wheeler, now, he did give a good update on Wheeler.
Yes, it was like, positive about Wheeler.
But he still said mid to late May, which is a month and a half.
You got
to
add another 2 to 4 weeks on it.
Hold on. Not exactly what he said. So, now, I'm just telling you. He said that the time period is anywhere from, and this is being able to pitch in Major League Baseball, from the end of spring training to mid to late May. So somewhere in that range, the end of spring training to mid to late May is what he said.
All right.
Yeah.
So, but regardless, if it is mid to late May or early May, it's still at least a month.
Yeah.
And like Painter, you hope is good. You might need to keep Taiwan. Like at least for the beginning of the year.
Depending on where Wheeler is. Well, if you can't pay it, if no one's going to take the money, I don't mind having Taiwan on the team.
Yeah, he was a good soldier about his role.
Yeah.
Like I said, we needed him last year. He was valuable to us.
The only purpose in getting rid of Taiwan is getting the money off the books.
Yes.
And if you're not able to get the money off the books, he was fine.
Yeah.
And the other thing that Dombrowski said about Castellanos that I thought was interesting is there was a follow-up. It wasn't a follow-up question. It was because everybody had to get their question in. Somebody asked the exact same question later on. But he said that they asked about the Castellanos thing, and they said, and he said, normally I like those things to be kept in house. He's not the first player that's been unhappy. And he said the same thing on our show. He said he doesn't want to comment. And he said, he has been involved in those things before. And the follow-up question was, did you get involved with the Rob Thompson, Nick Castellanos thing? And he said yes.
Yeah.
So he was involved in whatever that was, you know? Yeah. I need to know what he said to Thompson. How is that not out yet?
I know.
You know? I need to know what he said to Thompson to piss him off that one time.
Yeah, he had to call him something.
Something.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
What if he made fun of his hair? That would have been.
What if he told him his hair wasn't, yeah, take a toupee off?
Yeah, yeah. What if he said, everybody says your hair's not even that good, Topper. Hair's not even
take
that good.
Take that hairpiece off.
Yeah, take that hairpiece off.
We don't know
off.
If that's a hairpiece. I'm just saying that could be something that Casting could have said.
The only hairpiece we know of, sure, is Jack Fritz over there. Who has been wearing a hairpiece for 3 years now.
I spit on people. Yeah. I'm 400 pounds.
Where'd you get that from?
You do wear a hairpiece, though. It's okay.
I don't wear a hairpiece.
It looks good. Oh, Spritz.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. More lies.
It's okay to admit the hairpiece thing. It looks good.
He's pulling his hair.
That's what everybody with a hairpiece does.
Look, it doesn't move.
Yeah. Thick head. Thick head.
215-592-9494. It was chilly outside this morning, and it's going to get even colder. The winter's going to be there, and at night, you're going to be in your home, and those old drafty windows, boy, they're gonna be a thorn in your side, because that cold air is going to get in there. It's going to make your house less comfortable. It's going to make your energy bills go up. It's a good time to call Guided Door and Window, because right now, their buy one, get one half off sale is going on right now. It's on all qualifying windows and doors. So for every window or door you buy, you get a second one 50% off. Mix and match based on whatever you need, because you might need more doors than windows or more windows than doors. Buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. The more that you get, the more that you save. This is for a limited time, and there are restrictions as well. You can start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. What you got to do is call Guida today. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. goguida.com. That's go G-U-I. Leave me alone, Jack. goguida.com. Lenny in Turnersville. You're on WIP. What's up, Lenny?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lenny!
Hey, how we doing, guys? Two quick points. I've been on hold for 2 hours, but here we go.
Not starting the right way here.
Yeah, here we go. Luxury tax.
Yeah, luxury tax.
Yep. Harper, Turner, Wheeler, they all want to win for the fans. You really want to win for the fans and win for the organization? Well, how about walking into Dombrowski? Hey, I'll take a pay cut. Let's re-sign, okay? Let's get some ABB players, okay? Here's the way they do in the NFL. I don't know if they can restructure. Bottom line is, why don't they ask them, hey, can you guys take a pay cut so we can get this ball player in town, okay? My second point, Harper's like Trout. They're on the backside of their careers. And here's the other thing. Ike, what do we expect out of Harper?
Yeah.
Give me 275, give me 280 during the season, give me 25 home runs during the season, but this is what I want in the playoffs.
Okay.
I don't want you to hit 205 in the last 10 playoff games. I want you to hit 305, give me 6-7 home runs, and give me about a dozen RBIs, okay?
That's
Everybody's talking about what they want to do in the regular season. Look, 10 games, the last 10 playoff games, he's hitting 205.
Yeah, I mean, listen, yeah, the postseason stuff is fair. That is certainly fair. You almost say to yourself, yeah, get through the regular season. That's great what you do there, but you mostly need to step up in the postseason.
And that's one thing we were waiting for this year.
Yeah.
And I look at it a little different, Lenny, in that the numbers aren't really what I care about. What I care about is when there are moments. I want to swing the game. Nobody cares. You know, everybody ripped Aaron Judge for how Aaron Judge performed in the postseason. He hit 500 this year with a 1300 OPS. And you know who, if Yankee fans care, they don't. Because they won the wild card round, they won one game in the ALDS, and they lost. Because what it ends up mattering is, do you get the hits that can swing a game? So I agree with you, but I agree with you in terms of production overall. But what I would also say is, even in the Met series, where his production looks good on paper, there was a moment that could swing it. He didn't come through in that moment, and I would have traded the 1,000 OPS for coming through in that one particular moment. Now, look, it's easy to say, right? It's easy to say, I want you to get a big hit at the biggest time, but that's what you look for from these guys. And if you are...
That's fair.
If you're framed as a playoff riser, you have to rise during the playoffs, you know?
And the other thing is, look what the Dodgers did. How did they win the game against the Phillies? They put the ball in play.
We don't have anybody who can put the ball in play.
Well, that's not true.
Who put the ball in the last 10 playoff games when it counted?
You're doing when it counted. Who puts the ball in play on the Phillies? Bryson Stott puts the ball in play. Alec Bohm puts the ball in play.
Trey Turner
puts the ball in play. But you have to... Nobody wants to hear this. Thank you for the call, Lenny, because everybody's obsessed with small ball. You have to hit home runs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
You look at the history of that.
One game we won is we hit home runs.
That other stuff is nice. And when I think you have to be able to put the ball in play when it'll swing the game. When there's a guy on second and third and one out, you need to be able to get a guy
drive
home.
Drive her on home.
I think part of the problem with some of our bigger guys is they don't really change that approach too much. And for Trey, for Schwarber, for Bryce, they're still up there trying. I want them to try to hit home runs, but when we're in a series where one run's going to swing the game in every single thing, I need you to just get a guy home.
You know, they don't change their approach based on the circumstances in the game.
It doesn't feel like it.
Right.
You know, it doesn't feel like it. And Trey was weird because Trey had the 1-3 hit game, but everybody only had one good game.
Except for
JT and Castellanos had big hits, but everybody else.
Bomer.
Right. You're right. Bomer.
The players are on the chopping block.
Yes. Castellanos.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
They're the issue.
215-592-9494. Violet in Virginia. You're on WIP. What's up, Violet?
Hi there.
Happy birthday to you.
There we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yep. This is how our delegation says it.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, different vibe.
Yeah, I like it. It's like a Marilyn Monroe vibe.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to do that, but you know.
I'm married. Yeah, it's all good. It's a birthday, though. It's a birthday present.
Yeah,
I just wanted to comment on both Dombrowski and Rob Thompson. I thought they were both appropriate. I mean, if people were expecting Dombrowski to talk about who they were keeping and who they were getting rid of, it just would not have been an appropriate time to talk about that. So, you know, I applaud him for that, and I applaud him for how he answered with some of those questions. And as far as Rob Thompson, I know people really wanted him gone. I absolutely adore him. I love him. I think he's a player's coach. And I actually could really hear the pain in his voice. So I think we just need to make a couple little changes here and there. But I actually did like your last caller's take on taking a pay cut with some of these guys. But, you know, that's a whole nother story. Yeah. I just think we need a couple pieces of the puzzle, you know. We got a great pitching staff. I mean, I would love to keep Ranger, and I would love to keep JT. I don't know if that's going to happen. Probably not. I'd like to keep Schwarber too, but you know, I mean, we just have to sit back and see how this all plays out. And as for the Eagles, oh gosh.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. You know, I think Jalen just, he's got to get a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to start, he's got to step up. I mean, I love him, but you know, come on now.
Yeah,
you've been in the league for a while now. You got to step up. Do something different. You know, roll out.
Yeah, prove it.
Yeah. But I know. I was talking to the morning guys, and they were saying to do that, you have to be under center more. So, well,
yeah.
You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Violet. As always,
good call.
Good call. She'll mention that every quarterback has things they don't like to do, and that's true. And Joe Burrow doesn't like being under center. The difference is that Joe Burrow is not the quarterback of a power running football team. That is not a football team that run. Yeah. They are going. He is going to throw the ball over
and
the place.
He's a clearly better thrower.
Better thrower. Yes.
Well, better thrower.
The under center stuff helps with the running game. It helps with play action and the running game.
The Bengals aren't. They don't rely on the run game the way the Eagles do.
No, they use it's the opposite, right? And there's a lot of there's more quarterbacks that are in shotgun and pistol now, so much more than 20 years ago. I mean, it's way more. But again, they're supposed to be a running team. It would help if he were under center more and they could disguise that a little bit.
Takes me back to the Chris Sims comments. You know, this idea that Jalen won't allow them to change some of the things in the offense, which could be lining up under center. Like, they may feel like, well, hell, we could get the running game going a little bit better if we ran the ball from under the center.
Yes.
At times, and you could do the little play action.
Well, think about the stat we were talking about yesterday with Baldy, that Saquon is getting hit behind the line of scrimmage more than any time in his career and second most in the NFL right now. Yeah. Well, if you are giving him the ball under center and he is hitting the line with a sort of a head of steam, mm-hmm. as opposed to it coming from shotgun, mm-hmm. where he is stationary when he's getting the ball and he's 4 yards mm-hmm. or 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, that would make a big difference.
And I'll tell you, from playing the linebacker position, this is the impact it has on your second level of defense. Quarterbacks under center, he turns to hand that ball off. I have to honor that. So I have to be ready to play downhill so I can defend the run. And where it benefits the offense is when you run play action off of that.
Because it freezes you.
Yes. Yeah. Or I've committed.
Right.
Because you run the ball so well.
Right.
I have to try to get downhill. Now, when you pull a ball out after you stick it in the running back's belly in a play action formation, that area behind the linebacker and the safety is wide open. That's where the play-action pass helps. So the reason why the play-action and shotgun doesn't work, because now as a linebacker, I see Saquon lined up right next to you as the quarterback, and the only thing you can do is either fake the ball in his belly.
Yes.
And depending on down and distance, I'm not going to honor that as much. I'm just not. I'll wait until you give him the ball, and then I'll get downhill versus if you're under center, I have to be ready to go because he's going to have a head of steam. That's the difference. He's starting from a stop position in the shotgun. Under center, Saquon is getting the ball coming downhill.
Well, and that is, you know, he has been under center, but every, and this is part of the predictability thing,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because every time they're under center, they do run. But what that means is that when the linebacker sees that you're under center, they know you're going to run.
They know you're going to run the ball.
There's no question.
You haven't broken enough tendencies by doing both to make the defense honor one thing or the other. And that's where, if true, the Chris Sims sort of thing about Jalen not allowing them to change things, that makes a little more sense. Because if you're Nick and Kevin Petullo and you're trying to get the running game going, why wouldn't you? It just doesn't make sense to me that you wouldn't get under center and give the ball to Saquon out of the dot, meaning the eye behind the center, versus him being offset. It's easier for a defense to see that when he's offset.
Well, and even if we put the language that Chris Sims used to the side, won't allow them to, is unable to.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the idea of Jalen saying, absolutely not, I'm not going to do it. If he does it.
If he's not good at it or unable to do it.
Unable to do it because they didn't work on it, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's a hindrance.
215-592-9494, talking about Dave Dombrowski's press conference today. Do you feel any better? Do you feel worse? Are you mad? And coming up next, Mike Mayock joins us. And the first question I'm going to ask Mike Mayock, give us something that they're doing well that'll make us optimistic. We'll see if he handles it better than Shiel and Jordan Mailata did. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.